Student's Book, pages 70 and 71. Activity 5. Listen and read. What decision did Paris have to make? The Judgment of Paris, a Greek myth, retold by Sam Riley.
Once upon a time, the Greek goddesses Hera, Aphrodite, and Athena were arguing about who among the three of them was the fairest, the most beautiful goddess on Mount Olympus. They needed some help, so they chose Paris, the youngest son of King Priam of Troy, to be the judge. Of course, it wasn't a very objective process. All three goddesses offered Paris the best gift they could offer in order to make Paris decide in their favor. Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom and knowledge, offered Paris wisdom. Hera, the wife of Zeus, offered him power. But in Paris's mind, Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty, gave the best offer of all. She would give Paris the most beautiful woman in the world. So Paris made his decision. The fairest goddess on Mount Olympus was Aphrodite. He gave her a golden apple that had this inscription, "To the fairest." But Aphrodite didn't tell Paris that there was a problem with her offer. As it turned out, the most beautiful woman in the world wasn't free. Helen, queen of Sparta, was the most beautiful woman in the world at the time, and King Menelaus was her husband. But a promise is a promise. Besides, Aphrodite was the goddess of love. With her power, she could make anyone fall in love. So Aphrodite sent Paris to Sparta, where King Menelaus and Queen Helen welcomed him. Aphrodite kept her promise. She made Helen fall in love with Paris, and the two ran away to Troy, where Paris lived. King Menelaus was, of course, furious. He asked all the best Greek warriors to help him get Helen back. In response, more than 1,000 Greek ships and 100,000 Greek soldiers set sail for Troy. And that was how the Trojan War began.